This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And just a reminder, Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice in both places. And right now they have a sale, the spring sale, from now until Wednesday, April 18th. There's 30% off Pathway products, 25% on top brands such as Metagenics, Zymogen, Thorne, Nordic Naturals, Innate, Mega Food, Designs for Health, Solgar, Jero, and Garden of Life. So make sure you take advantage of the sale. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can join next week for Kevin's discussion on supplements for athletes. Today, our guest is going to be Michael Jurgiewicz. He is a doctor of chiropractic. He's a board certified in nutrition by the American Clinical Board of Nutrition and a diplomat of the Chiropractic Board of Clinical Nutrition. And we are going to talk about managing osteoarthritis. But first, we start with news you can use. March is Nutrition Month, so it's kind of a good idea to wind up March with a bit of an overview of nutrition. And we talk about the big picture, we talk about details, getting into the little picture. And there's some interesting comments by Mark Hyman, who's an MD. You've heard him on this show. And his comment is why focusing on calories misses the bigger picture for your weight and health. And he talked about a pretty remarkable study where one group had whole kernel rye bread and rye pasta, and the other group ate oats, wheat, potatoes as carbohydrate. After 12 weeks, and that's not very long, the researchers performed a subcutaneous fat biopsy, looked at gene expression, and gave participants a glucose challenge to assess how their blood sugar and insulin were affected by these dietary changes. Remarkably, people in the group that ate rye had smarter, smaller fat cells and were more insulin sensitive, meaning they weren't going toward diabetes. And the information contained in the rye, a phytonutrient called lignin, switched on the diabesity reversing genes. And I said that correctly, diabesity. It's a combination of diabetes and obesity. And these genes were switched on regardless of calories or grams of carbs, but it was the quality. And I just bring this study up because we talk about this all the time. I don't deal in calories with people. I deal with quality. And so just a reminder for Nutrition Month, the new pyramid, the old pyramid has given way to the plate as the government's recommendations for you and how you should eat. They still have, as essential food groups, milk products and grains. And I'm here to remind you that milk products are an option. They also recommend low-fat and skim milk, which is quite glycemic, sugar-raising, as compared to organic, non-homogenized whole milk. So just a reminder that even though the recommendations are improving from the government, they're far from accurate. We've talked about that at length on the show, and we will continue to have that conversation. So let's go over a little introduction here as to what we're going to be talking about today. We have different kinds of arthritises, and we are going to be talking about osteoarthritis. But I will let our guest tell you more information. I just want to give an overview that there are two primary types of arthritis: osteoarthritis, the wear and tear kind; rheumatoid, which is autoimmune and inflammatory. And there's also other kinds of arthritises that go along with different conditions. And we have juvenile onset arthritis, psoriatic arthritis that goes along with psoriasis. So we're going to be focusing on probably the most common, which is osteoarthritis. And I want to introduce our guest today. We're so proud to have Dr. Michael Jurgelwitz. He's a doctor of chiropractic. As I said before, he's board-certified nutrition by the American Clinical Board of Nutrition, a diplomat of the Chiropractic Board of Clinical Nutrition. He's also director and clinical and in charge of clinical and product support at Designs for Health. Now, our topic today is managing osteoarthritis, and I want to welcome you to the show.
Thanks for having me, Don.
Well, we're looking forward to what you have to tell us, and just let's start out with a little more description than I gave of osteoarthritis.
Sure. So when we think of osteoarthritis, like you mentioned, most of us are typically thinking of the wear and tear arthritis. The majority of the time, osteoarthritis is going to develop usually from an initial event, such as, you know, when you have damage to the tissues. And when we're looking at a lot of these chronic diseases that tend to increase as we get older, we can look at like diabetes, like you mentioned earlier, then your coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, musculoskeletal conditions, depression. The most prevalent musculoskeletal condition is really osteoarthritis. And it's probably the major cause of functional loss as we age. And it's actually estimated by the year 2020 that osteoarthritis will be the fourth leading cause of disability in the United States. So despite all the substantial amount of scientific research and clinical research we have, there's not really a great, I should say, uniform agreement on really the cause and pathogenesis of this disease. And really when we're looking at for people that need anti-inflammatory therapy on an ongoing basis because they have this chronic pain or this condition, that they don't really have a great place to go without really getting significant side effects. So when we're looking at different risk factors in the development of osteoarthritis, you know, we can think of, you know, age can be a factor, but sex can definitely be a factor. And then mechanical stress or joint trauma, I mean, a lot of people have an injury to start. We can always be some sort of genetic predisposition as well. And obviously, obesity can play a role and our dietary habits by having like a pro-inflammatory diet. But realistically, as we age, the risk for developing osteoarthritis increases due to the wear and tear of our joints. And that can be related to work or, you know, an injury that we've had.
And that's an excellent overview. What we do want to talk about, too, is this commonality of the inflammation, because there are similarities in diet recommendations and nutritional supplements in order to control inflammation. We're talking about a specific kind today, the osteoarthritis. But can you expand a little bit more on what kind of diets are used?
Well, I mean, I think when you're looking at dietary choices, I mean, a lot of people are doing more of your paleolithic diets, Mediterranean diets, things that are really balancing out your essential fatty acids, consuming fish oils, healthy essential fats, getting lean proteins, and obviously if you're going to consuming proteins, you're going to want them from more of like a grass-fed source, and then obviously large amounts of vegetables, just a lot of stuff that's not really just avoiding the standard American diet, processed foods, grains, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and that's what we were referring to earlier. You've hit it, you've just nailed it with regard to the diet being more of the foods that humans have consumed when we look at human time, 2 to 4 million years of humans on Earth and somewhere between 200,000 to 400,000 of modern humans. So when we look at today's diet, we have deviated significantly from what we should feed humans. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
So are there some particular foods that can aggravate arthritis, inflammation, this whole cascade of inflammation, and as we see in osteoarthritis?
Well, I think in general, besides looking at osteoarthritis, I mean, you definitely talked about different types of arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory arthritis. But I think a lot of us, from an integrative standpoint, when we look at these autoimmune diseases and things like that, a lot of us work with these environmental triggers, at least when you're looking at whether it's yourself or some of those are integrative docs. And we're looking at really trying to – I think the important thing is really looking at environmental triggers, because that's things that we can control. And those can be food triggers. And I think there's people that I think gluten in general is just a huge inflammatory issue. And you see it across the board with autoimmune diseases. But also, I think in general, it's going to play a role with all types of arthritis. And then we have to look at the nutrient status of the person. I really think it's hard with the standard American diet people have, that they're just not getting certain amounts of certain nutrients to really, and those building blocks that are going to really make up and contribute to overall bone health, cartilage health, and some of those real trace minerals that are needed. Just as the soils are depleted of a lot of those trace minerals, because a lot of these fertilizers and things that are used more with growth factor minerals and not so much minerals that we really need for optimal function. So a lot of that stuff gets left out there. So I think really we're not getting the antioxidant status that we used to from some of the foods, some of the vitamins. And I think just a huge thing, like we were talking earlier from an anti-inflammatory standpoint, we're just not getting the proper ratios. Even though some people may take fish oils, you know, you have a lot of people that eat the standard American diet and consume fish oil. So they still may be imbalanced from their ratios of having like their DGLA to EPA ratio or your EPA to arachidonic acid ratio off. So in some cases, people need more of that stuff just to make sure their pathways are optimal.
And you know what we're finding, and I know you know this, the gene variants that affect what kind of diet we belong on, because there's a type of gene variant that a high-fat diet is beneficial and low-fat diet is harmful. So I like to get away from this one diet for everyone. We want it organic. We want it local as much as possible. And you mentioned the grass-fed. We've talked about that on the show. So we're trying to get back to the natural diet. And the glutens, the wheat is Frankenwheat, as it's often called. It is not what the Europeans use as the wheat grain. And there's a lot of evidence mounting that changing to this altered form of wheat, this Roundup Ready wheat, has brought on an onslaught of intolerances and allergies among us. We're going to carry this conversation on, and we're going to talk more about osteoarthritis and your recommendations. You've already given us a lot of good information, and I want to remind those listeners who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us, because we'll be right back after this break with more information on managing osteoarthritis.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary. Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning, and this is a reminder to tune in next Sunday. Kevin's discussion will be on supplements for athletes. And today's guest is Michael Jurgiewicz. He's a doctor of chiropractic, board-certified nutrition by the American Clinical Board of Nutrition, and a diplomat of the Chiropractic Board of Clinical Nutrition. He's also director of clinical and product support at Designs for Health. And our topic today is managing osteoarthritis, and much of what we're talking about really can be broadly applied to all kinds of arthritises and inflammations. So let's carry on that conversation. More information, please, Dr. Jurgiewicz.
Sure. So, like I said earlier, when we're looking at the osteoarthritis, people really don't have that need this anti-inflammatory therapy on an ongoing basis. Typically don't have a really great place they can go to without really significant side effects. And the osteoarthritis really resonates with me coming from a chiropractic training 11 years ago. Because it's really been, and then I've moved on to obviously having a strong passion for botanical medicine and nutritional medicine. And that's kind of what's brought us into discussing some treatments and things like that can really help support people for osteoarthritis. So what I'd like to start off by talking about is really the medical, certain medical foods that are designed for some of these conditions. And for those that aren't really familiar with medical foods, they're an FDA-regulated category of products that are intended for the dietary management of a disease or condition that has distinct nutritional requirements. And this, unlike drugs, these ingredients in the medical foods must be generally recognized as safe, also known as GRAS. So typically, medical foods aren't associated with some of the negative side effects that we are commonly seeing with pharmaceutical agents. And in order to get a medical food approved, you have to build a scientific dossier that kind of outlays your case to the FDA that this is a safe substance and does something to mitigate the metabolic effects of a certain condition, in this case, osteoarthritis, or a process that you really can't address with dietary changes alone. So we were looking at basically a food-based natural substance where you wouldn't be able to get enough of it really in our diet to modulate the metabolism. And the evidence has to be much more greater than we see for a dietary supplement. So when we're looking at medical foods, we're looking at things between, they fall between like a drug class and a dietary supplement, and they just have a lot more clinical studies associated with them.
So when you use the term medical food, that's a very specific definition, and you've received approval for labeling it.
Exactly. I mean, there are things that are supposed to be used under the supervision of a medical professional that requires a higher level of science than a dietary supplement to justify the claim is beneficial for the management of that condition that you're trying to work with.
Right, right. Tell us more about how people can use it and what the contents are in a typical medical food that would be anti-inflammatory, especially
for
osteo.
Sure. So today we're basically talking about a product called Arthrobin, which is going to be a combination of a botanical source, which is your anti-inflammatory, which is actually called flavococcid. It's a blend of flavonoids that actually comes from like a skull cap, so it's a Scutellaria bacillinosis, and then Acacia catechue. And these are two herbs that have had a long traditional use in Asia as anti-inflammatories. And the mixture of these two extracts have really been chosen because they have a really good ratio as far as their balance inhibition over our COX-1 and COX-2 pathways. So just to kind of give it a little bit of background when they were looking in the development of this is they actually screened over 1,200 different plant extracts using an HPT extraction to really look which plants would have COX-1, COX-2, and 5-LOX enzymes as far as inhibition or activity. And what happened was, out of this initial screening, 22 initial plant extracts were identified having that COX-1, COX-2, and 5-LOX activity. And then when they followed this up, 14 of these initial 22 were actually cytotoxic in monocytes. So when they did some further animal toxicity, they showed that there was only two that didn't produce any changes in the physiology to really show any sort of issue with toxicity and showed to be safe. So that's typically what we're talking about here. So when we're looking at an anti-inflammatory standpoint and we're looking at, I guess, osteoarthritis, I mean, pretty much the standard of care is using NSAIDs, or non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. And the problem with that is a large majority of these patients can have serious GI complications due to NSAIDs that don't even know they have it. And many times their first symptom is a bleeding ulcer or perforation and not typically some of the alarming symptoms that we typically might get. So when we're looking at the chronic use of NSAID medications, you know, they're linked to higher incidence of intestinal permeability and inflammation and arthritis. So when we think about it, this initial frontline treatment may help patients with their symptoms initially, but in the long term, they're really driving the pathological pathway even further. So when we actually look at the question, you know, are these anti-inflammatory agents as strong as taking something on ibuprofen? And they're not, but they're much more subtle in their action, meaning that they spread across multiple enzyme systems, which is often a lot better way to go than looking at something that's locking out a downstream side effect. So when we're looking at some of these medications, where over the counters, I feel like a lot of the general public, you know, thinks that they're really safe just because they're so accessible. But when you're looking at some of these things, they're going to work more on one enzyme like COX-1 or COX-2, and they're really strong in the sense that a COX-1 inhibitor, for example, you know, side effects with that could be like an ulceration, some renal dysfunction, where some of these other medications that work more on COX-2 that are trying to avoid those other side effects may have some edema, hypertension. So you're pretty much trading off side effects there. So instead of using an agent like an NSAID, which is, if we think about it, it's more like a powerful big hammer working on a very limited pathway or a limited action, using these types of botanicals, besides having an antioxidant effect, you're using think about using a smaller hammer across a broader spectrum.
Well, that I like. That's a good analogy. I'm the queen of analogies, and I always like to pick some new ones up. Very well said. So the Arthrobin is, it's got the flavonoids, the acacia. Tell us a little bit more about their actions.
So they're typically going to have work as a natural anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. And obviously we're looking at this in the sense of working with osteoarthritis patients, but when we think about all types of inflammation in general, they're all typically occurring through our COX-1, COX-2, LOX pathways, and that's how a lot of these inflammatory issues, I guess, exert their destructive actions by regulating more of these pathways. So when we're looking at the flavococcid or some of these collagen peptides that are in here, they really have a strong effect on not only working from an anti-inflammatory standpoint, but actually helping in repair the joint and skin tissues.
Excellent, excellent. Can you tell us about some studies? I'm fascinated that it took so many natural substances to test in order to get the two that have the benefits without the toxicity. That's fascinating.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at like really the mechanism actions here and really the goal of the product is to really modify the osteoarthritis disease progression in people that already have it, and that's one application. But then in people in other applications would be preventing or delaying the onset in people that may have a familial history of it, you're reducing pain or inflammation and joint damage. That can be related to your weekend warriors who are doing a lot of intense exercise, and they want to just reduce the risk of the onset of that from any sort of trauma. But it's really the benefits are really mediated through these ingredients. But when we're looking at different studies here, there's actually been, pretty extensively, I want to go into probably more with the collagen peptides on this, but I have two trademarked collagen peptides that are in here, and none of them have been more extensively studied more than Fortigel. And Fortigel has been shown for osteoarthritis and sports-related pain and inflammation in at least 16 human clinical studies since 19, in addition to some in vitro or animal studies since 1979. And then we also have Verisol, which is another trademarked collagen signaling peptide that has a stronger specific stimulation for fibroblasts and collagen type 1. So used in studies more investigating skin benefits, but your tendons and ligaments and your intervertebral discs are all going to benefit from that supplement as well, because like the skin, they're composed mainly of type 1 collagen. So when we're really looking at the collagen peptides that are in here, in one serving, you're getting 7.5 grams of collagen peptides, and they're actually derived from a bovine type 1 collagen.
Excellent, excellent. So you not only get the benefit of the anti-inflammatory, you get this benefit toward collagen support.
Yeah, I think it's important to really put a lot of emphasis on the collagen peptides as well in this formula, because a lot of times when people think collagen, they think collagen is an inferior type of protein. And when we really look at it and what we eat in our diet, a lot of times when people are eating animal proteins and things today, we don't eat a lot of these proteins with the skin on them, and we're not getting a lot of these connective tissues in our diet. And we all know the benefits of people with autoimmune conditions and gut health and eating bone broth and consuming bone broth and how all that is supportive to our overall health. And I think what happens is, we don't get a lot of these collagen-rich amino acids such as hydroxyproline, proline, and glycine. And although they're not considered essential amino acids, I think in some of these individuals with these conditions, you can say they're conditionally essential just because we're not getting these much in our diet like we used to just because of the way we eat our foods today. So a lot of people get so, I think, consume with certain proteins as far as what their branched chain amino acid profile is, but sometimes they're not really thinking that like so much of our tissue is made up of collagen that we should probably be consuming like 30% of our proteins in our diet from collagen.
That's a good reminder. We are going to talk about this much more in the next segment. And for those of you who've just tuned in, you've been listening to us talk to Michael Jurgelwitz, and we're talking about managing osteoarthritis, but really it's a broader scope into inflammation and how to handle it. We'll carry on that conversation. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning, and next Sunday, Kevin will be discussing supplements for athletes. So make sure you tune in. Another reminder that for Village Green, they have their spring sale. It's from now until Wednesday, April 18th, 30% off Pathway products, 25% off a lot of top brands, the Metagenics, Zymogen, Thorne, Nordic Naturals, Innate, Mega Food, Designs for Health, Solgar, Gero, and Garden of Life. So this is very interesting, and I think you should take advantage of this sale. It's a spring sale, so you might as well get in there and get what you need for health. Our guest today is Michael Jurgelwitz. He's the doctor of chiropractic, and his specialty is also nutrition. He is the director of clinical and product support at Designs for Health. We have been discussing managing osteoarthritis, but what we're learning is a lot about broader applications for more inflammatory conditions. And we've been talking right now about Arthrobend, a product that is a medical food for these conditions, especially osteoarthritis. So let's keep that discussion going, Dr. Jurgelwitz.
Sure. So when we're talking about the Arthrobend, that's obviously going to be for the management of osteoarthritis. So just to kind of go over briefly with some of the doses and things that are in here, we have our flavococcid, which is going to be the raw source of a skullcap, which is the scutellaria and the acacia herbs. And they've really been chosen in this formula because they reduce inflammation by having a balanced effect over the COX-1 and COX COX-2 and 5-LOX pathways. But we have to think about it as well. They also have a potent antioxidant protection to reduce joint degeneration. We typically, when we're looking at inflammation, besides shutting down some of these, or I should say inhibiting some of these pathways, we have to really put a lot of emphasis on the antioxidants as well, because when we think about inflammation, when this occurs, we have these reactive oxygen species and oxidative damage that occurs to the cartilage and other connective tissues of our joints. So by having something that not only modulates some of these inflammatory pathways, we also have an antioxidant that really limits some of these free radicals. But in addition to that, there's 7.5 grams of collagen peptides per serving. So like you said, this is a powdered product where you're getting 250 milligrams of the flavococcid coupled with 7.5 grams of collagen peptides. So I guess when we're looking at the research with this, as far as how long someone would have to take this, how long would someone have to wait to see to have some benefits, typically to show really significant benefits, someone's going to want to take this product for about 3 months. Although in the research, results continue to show improvement at 6, 12, and 24 months. This is due to the fact that cartilage turnover is slow, so it takes a little bit of time to really repair cartilage adequately to produce improvement in the function. The flavococcic component, which is the botanicals we discussed, may act a little bit quicker. But depending on the patient and the severity of their condition, it may take 2, in some cases, up to 12 weeks to really reach its peak effectiveness.
Well, we're rebuilding tissues, unlike taking a medication
that
knocks the inflammation out, but has the potential for increasing that inflammation long term. We see this with a lot of medications that are useful for short term effects, but give us too many long-term downsides. This is rebuilding tissue, and it's just like making a baby. It takes more than a month, and people have to be patient that they're fueling their systems. But we're so used to a quick response in this culture that many people don't want to tough it out and stay with something. They want a change right away.
Sure. And I think we have to think about, too, the goal really is really the primary use of this is more of a long-term management of osteoarthritis or really improving that. Because when you have inflammation, whether it's from an athletic injury or an elderly patient, just from this excess wear and tear that has caused the joints from all this repetitive motion in their younger years obviously increases their risk as well. So I think when we're recommending this product, besides using this just for specific as when they have the symptoms or when they have the MRIs that are showing this in their knees, this is a good product just for maintenance for some of these athletes so they don't get it as well because you're getting the collagen peptides. I mean, there's lots of athletes that take proteolytic enzymes. I think most NFL teams have all their athletes on proteolytic enzymes, or a lot of people take glucosamine, MSN, those sort of things can join as just preventative things. And, you know, this can also work as that type of product as well. And I think one of the things I'd really like to highlight here is one of the unique things we have when we're dealing with patients who have osteoarthritis is they have a lot of times they're working with, practitioner, but they have more than one condition a lot of times, and they're on medications for these. And especially when you have a patient who's on a blood thinner, for example, like Coumadin or Warfarin, or they're taking their baby aspirins, a lot of these NSAIDs and anti-inflammatory medications are not an option for them. So when they actually did some of the testing on safety for coagulation, this has actually been shown from the clinical research that the flavococcid had no effect on the prothrombin times for people taking blood thinners or aspirin. So it just shows another way for these patients that are having a lot of inflammatory issues and they're on a blood thinner that it's safe to take a product like this and really get the relief that they need as well as the regeneration of the joints.
You know, that's good to know. And prevention certainly is important. I think when someone's a young athlete, they don't quite get the message that we have programmed cell death called apoptosis, and your tissues need to be nurtured if you're going to stay in sports a long time. So this is a good product for treating and preventing, and that's the good news. Tell us a little bit more about that. So this is something people can use in conjunction with other nutrients they're taking. This is safe with regard to the aspirin and the blood thinners. What else is the good news?
Well, I mean, I think when you're looking at, obviously there's other supplements out there and things like that that may exert their, I mean, we're all familiar with a lot of other anti-inflammatories like Boswellia, curcumin, and quercetin, and a lot of these other botanicals and flavonoids do have their anti-inflammatory properties well, and these proteolytic enzymes, but they typically exert their effect typically on more one of these pathways. So I think the advantage was this had more of a balanced inhibition over multiple enzyme systems. But when you're looking at other, obviously, supplements that, you know, people can obviously add additional support if it's desired. But I also think when we were talking about arthritis, we have to think about, you know, many of these autoimmune conditions still have destructive actions that regulate one or more of these pathways as well. So although Arthur Ben doesn't really correct the underlying cause of an autoimmune disease with inflammatory arthritis, it may help with some of their symptoms. So it's just one of those things that we have to, I mean, obviously when you're looking at autoimmunity and things like that, you want to look at gut health and all those other things, but there are still patients that have these inflammatory issues where this can also be an application as well.
Right. And it's important, and I'm glad you have done this, to put this in as something that's even more beneficial when the diet is cleaned up, the gut is working. We're supporting tissues. We are preventing nutrient deficiencies and perhaps even addressing gene variants. When we do it all, we're going to get a more significant result, obviously. I run into professionals mostly who want to try one item at a time to see if it works, or take one thing at a time out of the diet. If they don't see a problem, they put it back in, take something else out. And as I try to explain, there's a synergism among foods, among nutrients, among herbs, and that synergism is real important. And sometimes you don't get the full action if you don't have the synergistic cofactors together. So that's important to know. Tell us a little bit. It's a powder. Tell us about taste and how people take it most easily.
Sure. I just wanted to point out one thing that you just mentioned that was pretty interesting, because there was actually one study that compared the collagen peptides versus glucosamine side by side in treatment for osteoarthritis. And what they found was the percent of improved patients was 80.8% for the collagen peptides and 46.6% for the glucosamine. And like you said, with the synergistic effect, unfortunately, the study didn't have a group that took both supplements together. So it may have been actually even higher with that. So, but that being said, when we're looking at collagen signaling peptides, the Fortigel and the Varisol have been most extensively studied. So when we're talking about how to take this, I mean, you're typically going to be taking 1.5 tablespoons daily. You typically just mix that with 8 ounces of water, and you're going to want to take that probably around about 2 hours away from a meal that contains protein, just because you have collagen peptides in here and you don't want to really have to compete with absorption with just other proteins in the diet.
Good to know. And how much protein is designated as being in the powder serving, in that serving?
Well, I mean, when we're looking at collagen peptides, we're looking at 7.5 grams.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at 250 milligrams of the flavococcid. So most of the studies with flavococcid have been with either 250 or 500 milligrams, and collagen peptide studies have been shown between 5 and 15 milligrams. So patients can just do a one serving a day, or there are some practitioners that may, since this product's a medical food and should be under the supervision of a medical professional, there's some practitioners that may, for like 2 weeks, front load the product by doing two servings daily.
Excellent. This has been helpful, and we're going to wind the show up in the next segment. For those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll talk more with Dr. Michael Jurgiewicz, and we'll find out more about managing osteoarthritis.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So join Kevin next Sunday. He's going to be talking about supplements for athletes. And this is a reminder about Village Green's spring sale from now until Wednesday, April 18th. 30% off Pathway products, 25% off top brands, Metagenic, Zymogen, Thorne, Nordic Naturals, Innate, Megafood, Designs for Health, Solgar, Jarrow, and Garden of Life. So definitely take advantage of the sale. And I want to sort of reintroduce our guest, Michael Jurgiewicz, Doctor of Chiropractic, who's board certified nutrition. And we've been enjoying the pearls of wisdom thanks to his expertise. He's Director of Clinical and Product Support at Designs for Health. And we talked a lot about the Arthrobin product as something that can treat, be used as part of the treatment, a medical food for osteoarthritis, but also preventively. Let's wind up our discussion, and do you have any other products that might be of interest to our listeners?
Sure. Well, when we're talking about osteoarthritis, really, when we look at the tissues involved in this pathogenesis, we're looking at the joint cartilage, the synovial membrane, the joint fibrous capsule, the discs, the subchondral bone, tendons, and ligaments. So the most common nutrients that are more offered on the market today to support our connective tissues are typically seen as glucosamine, chondroitin, collagen peptides, MSN, SAMe, hyaluronic acid, along with some other nutritional cofactors such as vitamin C, manganese, selenium. So obviously when we talked about the Arthrobend, we're looking at a product that has these botanicals that modulate COX-1, COX-2 equally, as well as our 5-LOX pathway to dampen that arachidonic acid metabolism. The flavocoxib, which has strong antioxidant effects, which modulate other inflammatory pathways and kind of soak up those antioxidants that damage cartilage. And then reiterating the fact that the flavocoxib botanical and the Arthrobend is acting as a small hammer on many pathways, while the NSAID over-the-counter is a big hammer on one. And this tends to have a much better safety with the same long-term efficacy. So when we're looking at some other products out there, or are there some ingredients? We actually just launched about 2 or 3 weeks ago an HSN complex, which stands for hand, skin, and nails. And this was actually a product that was formulated to really provide vitamins and some of the other substances to kind of build, maintain, and repair connective tissue. So if you think about Arthrobend as having an anti-inflammatory properties and then building properties, this one would have more of the building properties. So if you have a patient who doesn't necessarily have a need for the anti-inflammatory and they want something for a maintenance product, or there's an athlete or someone who works all the time and they want to do something preventative, this is something that's going to have vitamin C at a gram, so that's going to support collagen, biotin at 2,500 micrograms. We use the same proprietary patented trademarked collagen peptides in the Arthrobend in the HSM powder, as well as 1.5 grams of glucosamine, 1 gram of glutamine, and 2,500 milligrams of aloe vera, which is great for gut health as well. And then we have 75 milligrams of bamboo extract, and these are all standardized. And then when we're looking at other key anti-inflammatory ingredients, we obviously have an ArthraSoothe product that's going to have your Boswellia, turmeric, your green-lipped mussel, trans-resveratrol. They're the key ingredients that have more anti-inflammatory properties. But then we also have your glucosamine, MSN, hyaluronic acid, and some of your added vitamins and minerals to have that as well. And then one other product that we do have is something called TRF, or tissue regeneration factor, which is typically used for patients with osteoarthritis or osteopenia. And they're actually consists of BMPs, or bone morphogenetic proteins. So if we think a lot of these different nutrients that we would take, or minerals that really build bone, we think of magnesium, calcium, manganese, boron, calcium, vitamin D, vitamin K. Well, there are all these nutrients that are some of these building blocks of bone, but if we think about these BMPs, or bone morphogenetic proteins, think of that as the matrix, or the glue that holds these nutrients together. So in some applications, someone may want to combine Arthrobend with TRF, or they can combine ArthraSoothe with TRF. So I would say, all three of these formulas, whether it's people are going with an ArthraSoothe, ArthraSoothe Supreme, which actually has some TRF in it, as well as the standalone product we have, and the Arthrobend, they all provide support for repair of connective tissue and really managing inflammation. But they work on different mechanisms, and they have different levels of scientific validation. So there's really not been any head-to-head studies on these three products, so we can't really say which one's been more predictive. But obviously, if someone has osteoarthritis, the Arthrobend's I would say at the highest level, or if someone has that severity, just because in the medical food category, you have something that has been having a lot more vigorous scrutiny and studies to go along with it.
Wow, you have given us a wealth of information. Any final tidbits before we wind down to our finish? I wanted to talk a little bit about diet as well. I think you've covered very well the supplements. And I'm fascinated about the fact that all of this works together. We support bone, we support collagen. Most people aren't aware that bone is more collagen than hardened bone, and that's important for skin and hair. And hair quality is something that gives people away as far as what some of their nutritional problems are. So a few more tidbits, please.
But I mean, I think it's important that you mention that, because I think when we're looking at people, I mean, a lot of these people that get set up for osteoarthritis, they typically have some sort of injury or trauma. And when we think about tendons and ligaments, these are lots of things that are what usually get injured as well. And a lot of times they're not supported properly. And that's kind of when I was going back to the diet, where I feel like sometimes some individuals, whether they're doing an internet search or something like that, sometimes there gets to be some controversy over collagen peptides as far as if how well they or if they're an inferior sort of protein. And that kind of goes back into the standpoint of, you know, we know we should be getting our blends of all these complete proteins, but these are supplements. These aren't our main source of protein. And I think that's important to put an emphasis on that. So it's important to supplement with stuff that we probably aren't getting from the diet. And I think in lots of cases, people aren't getting quality forms of collagen. And some of these, hydroxyproline, proline, and glycine. And the interesting thing is, when they looked at some of the studies of these individual amino acids, if you just supplement it with glycine by itself or proline by itself, you didn't get the same benefits. But when you actually had it in this intact collagen peptide, it made the difference as far as really going into the tissue.
You know, this is an important point, and we did talk about it. I look at the nutrients, the herbs, the diet, all of this combination is like a football team. You don't take the quarterback and send him out to play against the other team to see if he's any good, because you would say he's not very good, not very useful. And I say that about the fingers on our hands. If you just evaluate one finger at a time, you might say a hand isn't that useful. So I'm glad that you emphasize that, and I do hope to have you back on the show. Thank you for being here, Dr. Jurgelwitz. We learned a lot.
Thanks for having me, Donna.
And thank you, listeners. I just want to remind you that we talked about this in the scope of an anti-inflammatory diet, which is primarily, if not fully, organic. More Paleolithic, Mediterranean-style diet, good protein, grass-fed animals, meats, and grass-fed organic milk, if milk is tolerated, good omega-3 intake through seafood and nice supplements that are free of toxins, bone broths, and some of the major avoids, glutens. They tend to increase inflammation in many people. Nightshades, tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, eggplant. And also think about citrus. Citrus in some people can be inflammatory, and milk products can be as well. So we talked about the full scope. I want to thank you for joining us. And you've been with the Essentials of Healthy Living. And I hope you tune in next week to hear us. And I just want to remind you that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTLP FM HD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.